Warming oceans mean sea levels are rising, and that has all kinds of consequences. A 1,200-page report from scientists at 13 federal agencies lays out the latest findings. And this third draft assessment on national climate change has a 37-page chapter on the situation in the Northwest. Suzanne Mosier is a coastal climate change expert with Woods Institute at Stanford University. She says, though it's a preliminary report, there's no denying anymore that we are seeing evidence of climate change.
Changes in extreme weather, changes in temperature, changes in rainfall and snowfall, changes in species distribution, you name it.
The chapter on the Northwest looks at everything from forest health to fire danger to ocean acidification. It covers Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana, and there's lots of detail on sea level rise along the coast, including a detailed study of Seattle's Elliott Bay, with color codes predicting 6-foot storm surges that cover most of the port of Seattle.
So it goes very far inland, and a lot of people, a lot of infrastructure, a lot of business establishments would be affected by such a amount of sea level rise plus storm surge.
And the consequences aren't just about physical infrastructure. They affect the economy as well. Because as the timing of runoff from snowpack into rivers and streams changes, that affects the water available for agriculture and energy. The report predicts that 60 years from now, climate change could reduce hydropower production by as much as 20%.
Yeah. Which is a really important economic issue, not just for Seattle and not just for the state of Washington, but Washington does export some of its hydropower, for example, to California. So it's a good thing we're working together.
Seattle officials are holding a press conference later this morning to talk about the projections for the next 40 years and what people can do about it. The draft report from the federal government is open for public comment through April 12th. Then scientists will make changes and issue the final assessment about a year from now. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.